Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
I got something else that's exciting about today. It's not quite as financially lucrative. But when I start talking about it, I guarantee you're going to change your plans for lunch. Because today is National Chicken Wing Day.
Yes.
If right now you're like, chicken wings, who likes that? You know what? I don't want to be friends with you. And if we are friends, unfriend me on Facebook, okay? If you ain't into chicken wings, I ain't into you.
With the bone.
With the
bone. Okay,
wind.
This is where the debate would come
hold
in.
Hold on a second.
All right, but go ahead, Romero.
I don't discriminate. I do bone, boneless, all that
it's
stuff.
It's not a wing. It's a slab of chicken.
Okay.
But the question is yes. About your favorite chicken wing spot in the area. On the yes. Get Up Crew Facebook page. Go there, answer it, and more importantly, take down other people's suggestions and go give those places some business and yeah. Have some of those delicious wings.
We took a poll over the last couple weeks. We were asking you what your favorite chicken wing spots were. So if your favorite spot made the list, tag them so they know. Because There was about 25 places that were mentioned, and a lot of them were mentioned several times. So there's some serious front runners for places that people love to go get chicken wings.
I'm all about it, baby. Ooh, you give me those chicken wings, you give me some. And I never in my life yet have ever ordered wings in single digits. So a lot of places, sometimes they give you like a big...
One wing? Is that what you mean?
No. Like some places, they'll be like, you know, you go, how many...
Five.
I always ask, how many wings come in your...
Okay.
How many wings come in, you know, for the appetizer? And she... I didn't mean one dig, like...
I know.
Number
now
one.
Now that I'm thinking about it, go ahead.
You know, and a lot of places...
Minimum
like,
10.
Yeah, a lot of places, like, they'll be like, six and stuff like... And I'm like, all right, let me get two orders. And then if someone else at the table wants some, they're like, that's good. And I'm like, no. Two orders from me.
Right.
You. Get you want some? All right, make it three orders, sir. I've never, ever ordered that 6, 8.
Give me a quick spot. Like, if you think chicken wings, where are you thinking? And which chicken wings?
I can tell you where to avoid.
Yes.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh,
they need to take...
They
need to take wings out of their title. How are you going to call yourself Buffalo Wild Wings and have the worst wings in America?
Romero, I agree with you.
Straight
on
garbage. What'd you do? Stick it in somebody's butt, pull it on, go, here's our secret sauce?
Leroy has a strong opinion.
Yeah. Say it.
Slades. You know I was going to be extra, but I just had to put it out there. Slades.
Oh, wait. This is the best.
God. Slades does have
Slades will wake you up out of your sleep.
Leroy, what do you think is their secret ingredient?
Shut up.
Say it.
No.
You say it.
No.
Leroy is convinced sprinkle crack on their wings.
Yes.
He goes,
They're
so addictive. I swear they add drugs to it. Say it, Leroy.
No, you already said it. Golden brown, flavorful. I mean, there's not a lot of grease. It's just delicious. Then if you put greens and macaroni cheese on the side, I'm telling you, listen, I'm telling you, I have been asleep. There have been mornings I have woken up and the first thing on my mind was them Slade's wings. And then I've gone. I've been going about my business throughout the day, and then all of a sudden that Slade spirit would touch my soul. It is official. I'm there that night. I'm telling y'all, Slade's.
I'm with it. I'm definitely with him on the Slades. Those are really, really good. Another one I like. Those I like for like the fried, you know, wings.
Yeah.
But if you want one with like a good sauce, I love S&S wings at S&S Deli and Restaurant in Cambridge.
Yeah, that was a popular one, Pebs. Oh, quite a few people voted for
that. Man, they're like sweet, tiny bits. Spicy, not a whole lot, but like saucy and just delicious.
And
oh my God.
I'm going to go with the token couple. Frank and Nick's at Encore has a dry rub wing that I had never had before, and it was unbelievable. But then, of course, you got to go with the Saugus wings at Kowloon. Those don't need, they don't need a dipping sauce. You don't need a dipping sauce for those. Just covered in this teriyaki goodness. Oh, and they're so
teriyaki goodness.
Teriyaki oh my goodness.
God. Oh, they're so good. I know
Can
our
I get
boy
some more teriyaki
Joe Murray
goodness
down
on the side?
Would agree with me. They're so good.
I have to add, I'm sorry. I know it's a chain and we, you know, but Wingstop's lemon pepper wings.
No, I was going to say.
Really good.
That's where your niece works, right?
Yes.
Are they the ones that do the one, what is it, the garlic parmesan?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
I haven't tried those. I always get lemon pepper.
Yeah. Do me a favor.
Try those.
Tell her to bring, does she bring them home for you? Does she like, is
when
that
I
one of those spots?
Her,
like,
yes.
When she all right, tell her to bring home some of them garlic parmesan joints.
Okay.
And you can thank me later.
Okay.
Boom, they're good. Melissa, go ahead. Say, you know you want to say the place, but you feel like people are going to judge you.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll say it.
Say the 99.
How'd you know
go
I was about to say that?
Because you're afraid to say it.
I was thinking about it in my head that I wanted to say it. The 99's Gold Fever wings.
Those are good.
Are like
those are good.
Top three. I would put them at number three under Saugus Wings, Frank and Nick Dry Rub, and 99 Gold Fever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right. So listen. Go to the Get Up Facebook page. Yeah, that's where you're going to eat.
Dry
you're
rub
hungry.
Just doesn't sound appealing.
Pebbles, listen, I no, had dry never had good, dry rub on before in my life. Until
y'all didn't catch the joke, man, that Pebbles. Y'all didn't catch it.
What'd you
like
say?
Penis
I
penis and
it.
Vagina.
No.
A dry rub.
No.
Gives you
Leroy,
chafes.
You just got to let it go.
The chafing on the innards.
Chub rub. I know that well.
Oh my God.
Leroy, you gotta leave. What did she say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
My stomach hurts.
Coming up.
Anybody making chicken wings right now? I'll get some. If there's anyone, I'm serious. I'm hungry.
This should be a chicken wing breakfast spot. Like, why is that?
There's places you can get lunch now.
No, but I'm saying that you should be able to go get some, like, walk in instead of, like, omelets and pancakes. Be like, yo, give me some, give me 12 pieces right now. 12 of your sloppiest, messiest dry rub joints right now. Mm. All right, go to the Get a Crew Facebook page. Answer that.
Yes.
Coming that was up, a lot.
Hall of Fame
Tag
classic.
Tag your favorite spot, too.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. R281332.